Welcome to the Revival Center. This message is entitled, Faith is the Door, by our senior pastor, Norma Jordan.
Thank you, Lord. There's so many things are happening. And if we keep our eyes on all that's happening, we may become discouraged. But because we know in whom we believe, and we are persuaded that God said he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. And our faith, it's like a door. And the door that's keeping you in a house, if a door is opened, that means that anybody can go in and come out. But when that door is closed in, all the occupants are inside and they're safe. Glory to God. The word faith, it's another word that means theros. T-H-U-R-E-O-S. You can look it up in the dictionary. Glory to God. It means door. Faith, it means door. One thing, what faith does, it do good works as evidenced by God's leading, and it quenches all the fiery darts that the enemy is throwing towards his people. Standing behind that door, the faith that is there, the door that is covering us up and keeping us from every harm, every dart that the enemy is throwing, the door that is there keeping those darts from coming towards you. Glory to God. As the word goes along, as you read and you study about theros, that the ancient, this is what Paul said. Paul said in Ephesians 6 and 16, find it. Above all, you find it? Ephesians 6 and 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. He was referring to the shield that the soldiers, the Roman soldiers, used, but it's not a little shield. The shield is thuros, which means door. And the door that is there, that the soldiers will hold that door, and everyone will be there with this door about them. But before you're standing with that shield, the shield is made out of leather. Glory to God. Word of God is so awesome. So wonderful. Things put together so beautifully. You could see that it's the Spirit of God that inspired the men of God to write the Word of God. This is the Word. Glory to God. The shield had to be leather. And the leather had to be polished every day, so that when those darts come to the leather, it bounces off, and so it cannot penetrate. And when you speak about the anointing of that door, the leather that's there on that door, that has to be polished every day, they had to take good care. Because that is what is going to keep them from the fiery darts, the darts that the enemy is throwing. And the anointing, which is the Holy Spirit, that is there, that the door has to be anointed. The Holy Spirit is on that door. And it's been anointed. The oil that they had to use, it had to be special oil that is being used. And the oil is called the anointing. The anointing that destroys every yoke. Because when it is there, it's protecting that shield. When the shield is there, being protected and being kept in place and kept strong. Every day, this had to be done. You cannot forget to not to be on your knees. You cannot forget to be in a place where God will bring the anointing upon us so that we can be strong, that we can do exploits. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God that's there anointing those shield raises up the standard of that shield, and that shield is protecting who is behind there. All the fiery darts that the enemy is beginning to throw, that the devil is throwing towards us, the anointing that is on the shield, the faith of the shield that is there, it's keeping everything from coming towards you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. When you think about the goodness of God, and when you think about it's not ordinary man that's writing the book. It's not ordinary man. It's the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that anointed Paul so that Paul can put things together and say that Theos, T-H-U-R-E-O-S. You can write it down and you check it out. Glory to God. And see the maintenance of that shield. If it's not maintained properly, then the fiery darts are going to penetrate, and there is where the enemy will have victory. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. It goes to show us that we must be in the presence of the Lord at all times. Let us move forward, whatever we're doing, wherever we're going. Let us move forward with the shield of faith, because no matter what, there are going to be a lot of distractions coming our way. It's going to be a lot of disappointments coming our way. And if we don't have that shield of faith, we will never be able to have victory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What does faith do? It do good works as evidenced by the leading, God's leading. Glory to God. Good works, and quenches every fiery dart that the enemy is throwing towards us. Glory to God. What is faith? It's the basis of what we hope for. We hope for it. Glory to God. The evidence is not there, but we're hoping. We're putting our eyes, keeping our eyes fixed upon the Lord. Because God is in charge of our lives. Without faith, the Word of God says, it's impossible. We cannot please God. No matter what you do, no matter what we do, we can't please God if we do not have our confidence and our trust in God. If we do not behind that shield, with our shields, we can be behind that shield. But if that shield is not anointed, if that letter has not been anointed, that letter will crack and the enemy's darts will go straight through. And will attack you, knock you out. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Word of God is awesome. Awesome Word of God. Glory to God. We must maintain the anointing. You speak in tongues, The evidence is speaking in tongues, using what God has given to us so that we can be victors, we can be conquerors. He told the disciples, he said, go into the upper room and wait so that you would be endued with power from on high. And the Holy Ghost came, and everyone heard the rumbling, the sound, my God, and they came to see what's happening. And the men begin to speak in tongues, because speaking in tongues is a holy language where God understands. Glory to God. Because you begin to speak in English, the enemy knows all of that. If you go to do something, don't go telling everybody what you gotta do. You and God. You speak to God. Glory to his name. And you go ahead and do what has to be done. Because there would be so many distractions. There's so many disappointing words that you will hear. As you heard what Pastor Manifold and what we're all saying about doing more in the house of God and building and all of that. Do not allow the enemy to whisper in your ears and saying, how can this be? How can this be? You know how it can be when we put our faith to work. You're not seeing it. I cannot tell you I am seeing it. All I wear is from years ago. We're not seeing it. Glory to God. But God has preserved my clothing. He has preserved everything, and he will do it for you too. Instead of this, the stores are open and they're calling you in. You spend your last penny, and then come January, you don't have nothing. You open the book and you look for the tithes and the offering. Good God Almighty. We can't wait on what we're seeing. We have to have that faith in God. So that things, whatever we have said and we have brought before this church, it will come to fruition by the grace and the faith in God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Sister, don't become discouraged. Brother, don't become discouraged. You have put out so much towards building the house of God. We don't have to run to the oil company and tell them, we need oil. It was like a burden on us. Every 3 weeks, and they're lying so much. They come and they put the oil, and the oil is leaking out all the time. You go downstairs and there goes. It was discovered. Every time the oil comes in, the oil is leaking out. We gotta keep church downstairs because we're so cold. But God, God in his goodness. Oh, my God. My secretary used to be trembling when she said, Pastor, we have to get oil. And I said, oh God, not again. But God is a good God. As long as you trust God, you may not see it, but you trust God. It's not what you see. It's what the word of God says. It's there. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord made it this way, that this young man that knew all these technologies, glory to God. Thank God for the young people. Thank God for the growing ups also. But let us not despise the young. Glory to God. They're special. And if you don't take them in hand, they do a whole lot of ruckus out there. Every time you turn the TV on, it's the youths, my God. When they should be in their homes, helping to clean up, helping to take the garbage out, help to polish the floor, clean the toilet, clean the tub, clean the windows, learn to do things around the place. Instead, their minds become so warped, so lazy, and they're peeping in the phone all the time. There goes again. This morning, this woman was crossing the road, and we're coming. She's there on the phone. Stand up right there to the edge, looking in the phone. The light say go, but she's in the phone. The man had to blow his horn that she can catch herself. Put the stupid phone down. Sorry to say that. Put it down. There's a time for everything. You're walking and this is in your hand. So many are being attacked on the street because of their distractions. The phone. They let their guards down. And when we let our guards down, the enemy is coming with his darts. He's coming with his darts to defeat you because he knows. He knows that you're sold out for the things of God. So if you know that you're sold out, keep being sold out. Glory to God. Keep your shield well oiled. Let the Holy Spirit take control of your entire life. Surround you. Let the door surround you and protect you. So when the enemy comes in, the Spirit of God raises up that standard and destroy all those darts that the enemy is putting in your way. Glory to God. Glory to God. We walk by faith. Let us continue to walk by faith daily. Daily walk by faith, so that we will not fulfill the deeds of the flesh. Sucks. The flesh. The flesh, so many things come with the flesh. A whole lot. I mean, we need the flesh to cover our bodies and all of that. But the things that come with it, you allow this to take control. Your mind becomes warped. You peeping in the wrong things. You're looking at the wrong shows. That is messing your mind up. And you go to bed and you cannot sleep. So when this happens, you have removed that door. And there goes the darts of the enemy. It's coming towards you. And you wake up messed up. You wake up mushed up. You wake up discouraged. You wake up sick. Because then you say, my God, what's happening with me? You know what's happening with you? You have removed faith from your life. You have removed the trust of God from your life. Because you think that you can do it on your own. But we cannot do it on our own. As long as we are surrendered to God, we cannot do things on our own. Amen. Glory to God. Every time you make a move, every time you make a step, let it be through the direction of the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. What have we done? What have we done to replenish and to allow the Spirit of God to replenish our joy, to rebuild our joy, to build our faith? What have we done? Are we in the Word of God? This Word has been written here for us. We cannot put this Word aside. Is it on the shelf with dust and comes out only on Sunday? This is life. This is our very life. Everything you need to make it in this life, you gotta go with this. You gotta go with the Word of God. Sometimes it's true that we become so busy and we so hurry to get out, to go out there, to do what we have to do, that this is pushed one side. And even if this is pushed one side, make sure that the Word of God, you rehearse the Word of God. You read the Word of God and you rehearse the Word of God as you go about your daily duties. It does the best for us. Glory to God. The question, what have we done? What have we done to oil our shields, preparing our lives? Let us not become complacent, people of God. Do not allow distractions. The shield must be in the right position so that when the enemy comes and begins to throw his darts towards you, it goes bouncing off from that leather door and falling. It can do nothing because we are covered. God has covered us. He has provided for us. You are my creation. Yes, you have your own free will, but let your will be God's will. Let God motivate you. Let God lead you, knowing that we are not our own, but we've been born.